CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. It's a desperate search with fading hopes. Off Martha's Vineyard, they're still looking for John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife and sister-in-law, and their small plane. They managed to narrow the search area on the water, and all-terrain vehicles are scanning the beaches. CBS News reporter Peter Haskell is watching.
We see a host of searchers, both on foot and riding on all-terrain vehicles. They're looking for debris in an area where a number of items were found yesterday. This is a rugged, thin section of beach. The sand is probably only 25 yards wide, dotted by large rocks along the coast and jutting into the water. Beyond the beach, lush green vegetation in this small valley marked by comfortable, weather-beaten homes. It is another hazy day, and the air is getting thick. Peter Haskell, CBS News on Martha's Vineyard.
Yesterday, parts of the plane were found along with a piece of luggage and a prescription bottle. Could the trio still be alive? Coast Guard Rear Admiral Richard Larrabee hopes so, but knows they'd have to beat the odds.
Water temperature is 68 degrees. Survivability in those water temperatures has been exceeded. But I think those are only statistics.
CBS News reporter Jim Krasula is in Hampton Roads, Virginia, where a ship will head out in about 2 hours.
The USS Grasp will be leaving for the Massachusetts coast from its home base here in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia at about noon. It's expected to take a couple of days for the vessel to get up there. The Grasp has a crew of about 100, which includes several divers. Considered a salvage and recovery vessel, it's equipped with state-of-the-art sonar for underwater locating. It played a major role in the recovery of TWA Flight 800.
It's a familiar scene at the Kennedy compound, where family members are praying and hoping for the best in the midst of another family tragedy. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is live in Hyannisport.
The people who have known JFK Jr. here, or at least have had some brief encounter with him, describe him as kind, easygoing, unpretentious. Carolyn Quinn is brand new here, having moved into her home across from the Kennedy compound just 2 weeks ago. She sees a larger tragedy.
You know, it's more than just an accident. It's the whole family's history of accidents and... Yeah, I mean, it really hits home. We all have families.
It was 30 years ago today the Chappaquiddick incident occurred next to Martha's Vineyard. Live in Hyannisport, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The former owner of the Piper Saratoga that JFK bought, Munir Hussein, tells CBS News he would have advised Kennedy not to fly.
If I'm in his place, I will not fly. If I'm VFR, no, I will never fly in that condition.
The John F. Kennedy Jr. story is big news around the world. Newspapers in London ran front-page stories. The Sunday Telegraph headlined the inexplicable curse of the Kennedys. In China, the state-run Liberation Daily of Shanghai said the incident covers the Kennedy family with a mysterious shade of tragedy. This is CBS News.
Joe Mantegna and Marcia Gay Harden star in an A&E original movie based on Robert B. Parker's best-selling novel, Small Vices.
My name's Spencer.
He's a detective for hire.
You better walk damn lightly around me, pal.
Too bad. He's dead. But that won't keep him from solving the crime.
How do you feel about justice?
He got killed, then he got even. Small Vices. Tonight at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on A&E.
68% of home fires occur after business hours, as do 48% of burglaries and 62% of car accidents. That's why we offer State Farm's 24-hour Good Neighbor service, so you can call participating agents' offices anytime, day or night, to file a claim, ask a question, and get the help you need.
Hello, State Farm's Good Neighbor service. This is Dan. How may I help you today?
Sure, it's a service many of our policyholders may never need, but it's also one most of them wouldn't want to be without.
In Kansas City, a scary ride on a roller coaster. Firefighters had to rescue people stranded on a derailed roller coaster at the Worlds of Fun Park. Reporter Dan Verbeck.
They had to climb, fire rescuers climbing 20 to 30 feet into the air, fastening chains onto the dangling cars, and then walking the people down who were trapped up in there. At the very last, there were four in two cars that were dangling, and they had to be walked down. They... tubular frame.
13 people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The U.S. is reported ready to help Israel get its troops out of the West Bank. Reports from Israel say Washington will provide $1.2 billion to aid in troop withdrawal. Recapping our top story, still no sign of John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife and sister-in-law, and his missing plane. An all-out search is in full swing again, with people combing the beaches on Martha's Vineyard, Coast Guard ships on the water, and helicopters in the air. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Good morning. I'm Gail Eichenthal.
I'm Frank Motak, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's 61 degrees here in Hollywood, a cloudy Sunday morning, July 18th.